What's up, guys? So, after 4 long years, people asking me, when is the Joshcast coming back? Are you going to make another Joshcast episode? Will my parents ever love me? Well, the day is finally here. Your parents may not love you, but the Joshcast is finally back in action. Back from the dead. And you may be wondering why I decided to bring this back. I thought it's just what society needs, you know, another podcast. But nah, the reason I wanted to bring this back was because I wanted a way where I can connect with you guys one-on-one that isn't like me posting a 140 character tweet or just a picture on Instagram. I figured this is a way that I can really just sit and talk to you guys and you get like the full picture of who I am and what I want to talk about, you know? So what do I want to talk about? I'll get this out of the way first because this is probably the reason you guys are tuning in, which is music. At the moment, I'm actually working on a super top secret surprise for you guys. I'm actually teasing it in the video as we speak. Like, if you just look at the video, there's like a pixelated thing on my desk in the art. I tweeted this a while back. It's basically like the surprise that I was talking about for hitting 1 million on YouTube. The problem was that you guys got me there before I could drop it, so I'm playing catch up now with the surprise, but it's gonna be worth it, it's gonna be sick. And in regards to new music on the horizon and everything, I'm working on some new singles, I'm working on a new album. The album is basically done, I just have to finish mixing it. And what I'm trying to do for like this year and maybe in the foreseeable future with music, I'm trying to make some more positive sounding stuff and stuff that like pushes people to overcome any sort of problems that they're having in life. I'm almost offering a solution instead of just complaining and pointing out how bad life is. And I'm basically making the type of music that I would want to hear and listen to, because what I've found is as a creative, as a musician, whenever you're making music that is so dark and depressing all the time, it actually reflects poorly into your own life because you have to stay in that mindset to create that stuff to like be able to write about your depression. You're almost pushing yourself into a darker corner. And I mean, you guys have already started to hear the direction I'm going with music. Like in my new song, Cold Heart, that's basically like I'm able to have a little touch of darkness in there, but I'm way more optimistic with my writing. And writing like that has been a huge help in my own personal life. It's kind of sick. And what I'm hoping is, you know, as I drop more of these types of songs, that it has the same effect on you guys that it's had on me, which is, you know, writing more positive stuff has made my life a lot more positive and more optimistic. I just feel like, it almost feels like I unlocked a new superpower, you know? And for the people who love Little Revive, where my Little Revivers at? That's the worst possible name I could have come up with for him. Well, Little Revive actually, he hit me up recently. And you know what he told me? He told me he's not going to retire. He just needs some time. He's going to take a little hiatus to collect some souls. And whenever he comes back, it's going to be like a 12 to 15 track project. So that's pretty exciting. We're like 3 minutes into the podcast and I've already gone full schizophrenia. It's great. So now with the music stuff out of the way, we can finally dive into what I've been wanting to talk about, which is NFTs. No, I'm just kidding. So what I want to talk about, a few things. Like the first thing is what I've been up to as a person and where I've been, because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but since the last tour ended in like 2019, I've sort of just cocooned and haven't really been putting myself out there aside from dropping, you know, new music and stuff. I haven't really been able to talk to you guys and you don't really know what I've been up to. The main reason I haven't been putting myself out there for at least like the first year and a half or so was me working on my sobriety. That's been a huge thing. And I sort of just needed to unplug from everything and just not really focus on anything else. Because before I got sober from Xanax, like it was getting bad. I could see my life starting to unravel. So that was a huge reason why I kind of dejected myself from content creation or from being the face of everything. I just sort of let the music speak for itself for a while. But I'm officially almost 2 years clean off of Xanax. This month is actually the month that I quit back in 2020. And it's kind of crazy to think too that I haven't been on tour in almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years this October, because I don't know if you remember, but there was this thing called COVID that happened. It was pretty wild. And even with all the scary stuff that was going on with COVID, I did take that time. It was kind of a blessing in disguise in a way, because I was able to focus on my sobriety and also able to just go fully head on with music. It was great. Everything's just blown up with music since I did that. Like, Pain blew up on TikTok. I'm getting more streams than I've ever gotten before. And I really can't put into words how grateful I am to you guys for supporting me through COVID and everything, because for a lot of people, or for a lot of musicians, if they lose touring, like, that it basically wipes out their way to make a living. And for me, I feel so blessed and fortunate to be able to expand what I'm doing and for everything to keep growing, like hitting a million subscribers on YouTube and all that, even during COVID where you can't tour. So I'm so grateful for you guys. You guys have been awesome and I appreciate it. As for now, my goal at the moment is just to keep tackling music and just go crazy with it. And I also just want to, I really want to get out of Florida, just move to the mountains and live on, you know, a bunch of acres just on property and build out a nice little area for myself, because I really hate living in the city. It's awful. I would not recommend it. It's gotten so bad that I literally have to cut to new takes in this podcast because the sound of cars is just so loud. But yeah, I got some big plans for the year in addition to just music itself. I have some big things coming. I think you guys will be really excited. The next thing I want to talk about is something that I've been super passionate about for as long as I can remember, which is chasing your dreams. And trust me, I get it. It sounds super vague, but just hear me out. I think that no matter what you're doing or where you want to be in life, that me talking about my own experiences and how I operate can be somewhat useful, even if it's not specifically about what you're trying to do. So before I talk about the ways that you can like successfully chase your dreams, the most important thing that I can't stress this enough that I want to talk about is mindset. Time and time again, when I talk to people who haven't reached their goal, it's always because of this quote unquote, I can't mindset. Before tackling anything, you have to prevent yourself from talking yourself out of doing something because you're not sure how to do it. Like, oh, I can't be a musician because I've never written a song before, or I can't run in a marathon because I've never ran a mile. You know, it's like that mindset. You just kind of have to catch yourself as you start going down that neural pathway. You just have to shut that off right away. In my opinion, the proper mindset to have when going at anything is not thinking about the improbable. You have to stop doing that. So for example, with trying to be a musician, right? I'll give you some counter arguments to the doubtful thoughts you might have. One doubtful thought might be, I can't afford music software, so there's no point in even trying. But fellas, you're one Google search away from finding free music software or even like trial versions of it. And then to that, you might say, okay, well, even then I don't know how to use the software, so why would I even try? But you have the world at your fingertips. Any decent music software out there, you can watch tutorials on YouTube that show you step by step how to use it. And then you might say, okay, well, even if I learn how to do it, it'll probably suck, so there's no point. And to that, I would say, yeah, it'll probably suck at first, but you have to keep going at it. And a lot of people with a negative mindset might compare what they're doing way too much to other people, and then they get dismayed by the success that others have. But I'm going to give you some key advice here, and this is something that I think so many people need to hear, is you can't compare your chapter one or even your prologue. You can't compare that to someone else's chapter 15. That very person that you're comparing yourself to started at the exact same spot that you did. And their chapter one might have been even worse than your chapter one. Because, I mean, let's look at me, for instance. My first songs were terrible. You know, there's probably people out there who are afraid to start who could probably make better music than I did when I first started out. I don't know if you're picking up on this, but this doesn't have to relate to music. This can literally be any goal that you're aspiring to. So to recap the overall point for mindset, it's just don't think about what you can't do, because you can literally do anything with a few Google searches. And don't compare yourself to other people, you know, too much on your journey. Like, you can compare yourself to others to check for quality with what you're doing, which is important in my opinion, but just don't get dismayed because someone is more successful than you. Okay, so we got mindset. Now, the next thing that you want to figure out is the integrity of the goal itself. I think one of the hardest things for people is identifying their goal and passion, because there's a lot of people out there who think, I don't even know what I want to do in life. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no race. There's no rush. You don't have to know what you want to do like today or next week or even next year. I think we as humans have a few purposes in life. And the first purpose is to find the purpose. That totally sounds like a thought a high person would have, but but you get it, right? Like, you're going to find your goal, or you're going to die trying. That's the whole thing. And I can't stress it enough that you don't have to rush into it. You don't have to know right away, because there are so many people in life who didn't find out their purpose or their passion until they were well in their 40s, 50s, or 60s. In our society, we have such a romanticization with people like Mark Zuckerberg, Steve Jobs, or Elon Musk, like people who started these massive companies and became billionaires at a pretty young age. And as society tells our youth more and more that's like what you have to do, it can become pretty daunting for a kid. If you have been in a rush to figure out what you want to do, like if you're about to, you know, go into college and you're not sure what you want, if you want to breathe a sigh of relief, I would Google people who found success after the age of 40. And if you look at the people in those lists, I think that will put a lot of things into perspective for you and can kind of calm down the anxiety of trying to figure out what you need to do in life. Like, here's a great example. I'm looking at the list right now. Samuel Jackson. That's a perfect example. He didn't get his first starring role until he was 46 years old. Now he's everywhere. If you go on the internet or TV, you can't escape Samuel Jackson. He will find you. So yeah, I just wanted to make that point, because as we dive deeper into this and as I talk more about it, I don't want you to feel disappointed because maybe you can't relate to it, or maybe you haven't found it yet. But at the very least, hopefully a takeaway from this is that once you find it, you'll be well equipped to tackle that goal because you listen to the Joshcast. But real quick, I do want to make sure that I made it clear that just because, you know, some people found success later in life, that's not an excuse to just dick off for the next 20 years. I'm pretty sure all those people on that list of people who found success after the age of 40, they probably spent the majority of those years leading up to that success trying and failing and trying and failing. That's just, failure is all a part of it. And that plays back into what I was talking about with mindset. If you fail, you can't have doubtful thoughts. You have to look at it objectively and understand why you failed and how you can learn from that moving forward. Okay, so we got mindset, and then we got identifying the goal. So now it's going to be tackling the goal. And there's a lot of ways that you can do this. My preferred way is kind of like an altered form of mind mapping. And if you don't know about mind mapping, that's basically you write down your goal and then you start branching off steps to that goal or things that you need in order to achieve it. You can Google mind mapping to kind of get a better grasp of it. I'm bad at explaining it because it's just so ingrained into my muscle memory. So what I do whenever I have a goal is I get a fresh new notebook. I like to have a 5-subject college rule notebook. And what I do is first I write down the goal. And if I don't have steps to the goal, what I'll do is just keep writing down that goal every single day. And what happens when you are writing down the goal every single day is that it basically becomes etched into your subconscious to wherever, even throughout the day, you're thinking of ways to achieve it. When I was first starting out with music, I was in high school, and literally every single class, I would be writing it down. Like, if there wasn't, you know, a test or work or whatever that I had to do, any free time that I had, I'd be writing down that goal in the notebook. And you can have more than one goal. Like, you can have one giant goal that, like, sums up your life's purpose, and then you can have little mini goals that are sort of along the way to that big one. So, in writing form, you're basically creating a ladder to that big final purpose. I like to think about it like the classic Mortal Kombat mode, wherever you have to keep fighting people and keep fighting people. It's like a new fight every single time until you get to the big final boss. So with each fight, you're just focusing on that one fight, and then you beat it, and then you go to the next one, and then the next one. And it's almost like moving the goalpost in a way, where you just focus on that one little goal, and then you beat it, and then you just move the goalpost up a few feet to the next one, and then you keep doing that. And I just looked it up now. It's called the arcade ladder in Mortal Kombat terms. So imagine the arcade ladder with each fight is a different mini goal that ultimately leads you to the big final one. And that's pretty much where it differs from mind mapping. What I'm doing is kind of like vertically linear mind mapping, I guess. So let's try to apply this to like to an example, right? So let's say you want to start a YouTube channel and your big final goal is 100,000 subscribers. So with each tier in the arcade ladder or a vertically linear mind map, each tier of that or each little mini goal would be, you know, maybe 10,000 subscribers, then you move up to 20,000 and 30,000 and 40,000, right? And if you're writing every single one of those down every single day, multiple times a day even, depending on your free time and all that, this is where you get a very vital step of chasing your dreams, which is visualizing your success. It's so easy to think that you can't achieve something whenever it's not like visibly tangible. By writing it down, in addition to it becoming etched into your subconscious, you're also seeing that it's totally possible. Like you're getting an actual look at it. And by that point, what I'd recommend is not only writing it down every day, but also like if you're using a notebook, just start doodling an idea of what achieving that goal looks like. If it's 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, then draw a little channel icon with the name next to it and the subscriber count. Or if you're more technologically savvy, maybe try Photoshopping it so that way you can see, like, for real what it will look like. And the reason you're going to do that is because it's visualizing your success. You have to see that this is a tangible thing. Because once you have a visual aid, it starts looking a lot more possible. So now that you have a picture of what that success looks like, the next step is going to be formulating strategies based off of each tier on that arcade ladder. And from there, formulating those strategies is basically in your hands because I don't know what your goal is. But hopefully all this stuff lights a fire under your ass to start chasing your dreams, man. Just do it. Everything I laid out for you guys is exactly what I followed in order to get where I am today. And I still follow this stuff to this day. It's gone through a lot of alterations. I'm basically giving you the final product and the final, like, fine-tuned version of what I do. I'm pretty much giving you guys my secret sauce here. This is, like, my Krabby Patty formula. And I guess that makes you plankton. If you guys like this sort of inspiring stuff or whatever, you know, pushing you guys to achieve greatness and all that, let me know in the comments because I love talking about this stuff. I would love to talk about it more in a future episode. You know, maybe you can leave a comment down below and ask me about specific topics to talk about because I love this kind of stuff. Another topic that I think would be really cool to talk about on a future episode is building wealth and trying to build wealth just from starting from ground zero, basically. I have a lot of ideas and research and stuff that I think could be helpful to you guys. So yeah, just let me know and maybe that'll be the next one I do. I could also do like specific stories, maybe how I go about making music, how I came up with Little Revive, all that type of stuff. Eventually, what I want this podcast to be is sort of like a place where you guys can listen and be inspired and motivated. I want it to be something that like if you're going on a long drive or you're playing video games or going on a walk, you can kind of have some brain food instead of some brain mush content, you know? And I do have even greater aspirations for doing a podcast because I feel like once my schedule frees up, I could start doing more throughout the week because it would be so cool to do a true crime episode once a week and then have the typical format once a week as well. So you'd get like two podcasts a week and possibly even three if I can come up with another topic. So the next thing I want to talk about is kind of where my head is at with everything, with music and future plans. I've been doing this music stuff full time for about 6 or 7 years now, and I basically built up the music to the point where it's a pretty stable and safe operation right now. But what I'm noticing is the way how I release content is I pretty much just do a song, that's it, and you don't really see much else. So my plan for the future to keep everything growing and keep reaching new heights is during the lulls between singles, wherever I'm not really posting anything, I really want to start posting new content. So I'm starting with the podcast. Eventually, I want to break into gaming content. I actually have an empty room in my house that I want to turn into a proper like gaming setup. I don't really see myself streaming because I feel like I don't need the money for it, and I don't want to take away viewers from people who are trying to build an income from Twitch. The type of gaming stuff I would probably do would be like Minecraft videos, because I've been getting back into the game recently, and I think that there are so many opportunities to make videos from that. Like, there's so many funny moments that I have in the game, and I feel like it's almost a disservice to not show you guys. And I've always wanted to do YouTube in some type of capacity. Like, even before I started making music, YouTube was always the goal. But then I ended up falling in love with music, and I pivoted over to that. And now that it's gotten to the size that it's at, there's so much planning that goes on where songs will be planned out like months in advance, and I'll just be like sitting around kind of bored waiting to do something. So I feel like tinkering around with YouTube videos and podcasts and all this stuff is going to be like a new outlet for me, which I'm pretty excited about. It's kind of like a new hobby. And on top of that, I get to interact with you guys and communicate more. I just feel like this is a win-win for both me and you. Where, like, in the past, I would just upload a song and then disappear, and then upload another song and then disappear, and then upload an album. This time around, it's like, I upload a song, and then I upload some videos. Maybe I do, like, reactions to people vibing with the song or whatever, and then drop another song, keep uploading content. That way, I can just consistently be interacting with you guys. So, yeah, I think that's going to do it for today's podcast. I'm probably just going to leave it as a shorter one. I'll be back with the longer one next week. I could probably get it to about like 40 minutes to an hour. But yeah, if you're still here, thanks so much for listening. I also wanted to thank you guys for getting me to 1 million subscribers. It means the world. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.